Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the premier event of the evening. A three-round contest, the winner being decided by three pitfalls, one submission, or a knockout. Will you please give a very, very warm welcome for, in the blue corner, the reigning world gentleweight champion, Mr. Steve Kresh Ponytail! And in the red corner, the new challenger, Mr. Caring Max Slacks. Already very famous for his lethal right on. And as the seconds leave the ring, we go for round one. Ding ding!
Look, Max, let's not mess about. Let's get straight down to basics.
Well, that's fine with me, Steve, but I find your body language pretty threatening.
Okay, I'm gonna start again.
Oh, there's no need for that, Steve. I know that if we pull together with your help, we can work it out.
Ooh, Max has picked up on Steve's assertiveness there. Yes, yes, he's countered it with a huge dose of caring.
Look, Max, I don't think we should be so, you know, competitive.
Neither do I, Steve.
I mean, we want the same things, don't we?
Yeah.
Breaking down your patriarchal system.
Yeah.
Isolating the confusion between sexism and sexuality.
Yeah.
True understanding of the real meaning of male bonding problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Then why are you so dominant? I have to compete to keep up.
Oh, brilliant. A double guilt trust on there. Magnificent.
Okay, Steve, those mind games are really underhand. That competition stuff, it's all in your own head. It's your problem, your weight to carry. And I'm really disappointed in you that you should try and offload it on Oprah.
Oh, Max has got him in a nasty headlock now. And Steve's been saved by the bell. Well, I think you'll agree with me, it's been a fairly exciting start to this evening's bout. Oh, yes, and what's this? Oh, yeah, Steve is really trying to get in touch with his feelings now. Yeah, he's doing the exercises he learned last weekend at the Fetal Experience Workshop. And what's... Max is reading a book. I can't quite see the cover from here. Oh, yes, it's the Challenger's Bible, Pathways to Guilt. Sneaky Max. And as the seconds leave the ring, we go for round two. Ding, ding! It looks like Steve's learnt his lesson. He's barely creeping out of his corner.
No, Max, I've been thinking about what you were saying, and yeah, I have to admit you're probably right.
Oh, don't say that, Steve. After all, I have to accept some responsibility for making you feel that way.
Oh, Max has recognised the technique. What a wonderful show of humility from both men.
No, Max, I'm really sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, don't say that, Steve. After all, we all make mistakes.
Surely not you. I mean, all the younger men in the group really respect every word you have to say.
Really?
Yeah! You're just like a father to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose my many years of experience in men's groups, you know, has given me the ability to raise the consciousness of other men.
You patronizing patriarch! Yes, patronizing and perpetuating that patriarchal...
Oh, what a brilliant piece of drawing out there. Well done, Steve Kresh Ponytail.
Okay, Steve, it occurs to me, I did not see you at the Vapor March last Saturday. Vapor? Vegetarians.
Against the proposed move.
Ooh! The reason I wasn't at the Vapor March last Saturday was because I was giving a crash course in quiche cooking at the Crash Pizza Diner!
Now, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Steve Kresh Ponytail, the Light Joker of the World. Well done, Steve. And as the crowd goes gently wild here tonight, from all of us holding hands at the ringside, you know, we'd like to wish you all a very caring and sharing good evening. Thank you.